You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The music of the stars. Welcome aboard, everybody. What do you say? Would you say that the first day of summer should be a holiday? Happens to be today, June the 21st. And Father's Day. What song comes to mind when you think of summer? Francis Albert Sinatra, Thornton Wilder.
You will like the folks you meet in our town. The folks you meet on any street in our town. Pick out any cottage, white or brown. They're all so appealing with that lived-in feeling. Like the shady lanes in our town, the music of the passing trains in our town. You will lose your heart, I promise. Our 2x4 town, welcome on the door town. If you'll make it your town too,
in Wisconsin, a shiny blue sky. Time seems to fly in spring. Gentle winds with leaves on the ground, they blow away in time for winter's white gown. There's a small house in some quiet time, waiting for us when we settle down. A new room we'll build in a year. In Wisconsin, we'll make all our dreams come true. A new room we'll build in a year or two. In Wisconsin, we'll make all our dreams come true.
Sammy was brilliant.
Your dad loved Sammy.
Oh, yeah. Now, they went way back. And Sammy was a cause.
What do you mean a cause?
A cause in the fact that in the days when Las Vegas began to become popular, the black performers could play in the showrooms, but they couldn't stay in the hotel. And it was Frank Sinatra who went to the people who were on the board of directors in those days, who had rather shady pasts. He said, are you guys going to come into the 20th century, or aren't you?
That's Frank Sinatra Jr. Here's Nancy. Sinatra, that is.
Here's a man who always stood right by me, tall and proud and good when time were bad. Too much heart is the only fault that I see. This song's not for you folks, it's for my dad. Always a partner, a playmate and a teacher, ready with a joke when times were sad. And in my teens, sometimes he was a preacher. This song's not for you folks, it's for my dad. He always was a rock when I needed one.
one of the best friends I ever had. This song's not for you folks, it's for my dad. He always was a rock when I needed one. He gave me good advice when I needed some. One of the best friends I ever had. Oh, I ever had. This song's not for you folks, it's for my dad. Of course, I like you folks, but I love my dad.
The days seem twice as long. Restless and sighing and laughing and crying and dreaming a dream people say is wrong. But we'll journey through the impatient years to each other's arms where we belong, clinging together. I'm certain. Others on.
Frank Sinatra's legacy lives in his music, in his son Frank Sinatra Jr., and in this historic recording studio, a room that still bears Sinatra's classic microphone and recording chair.
Here's Frank Sinatra Jr.
When the first record was made in this chamber, I was sitting here on top of this old linoleum floor, and the floors weren't even in then. That was February of 1956.
Do you remember what the recording was?
The recording was a Frank Sinatra record album in which he was conducting, not singing, a compilation of short pieces for orchestra called Tone Poems of Color.
I have this imagined picture in my mind of your dad going out into the hall and bumping into Dean Martin, and, you know, Nat Cole comes bringing donuts for everybody.
That happened everywhere. Dean Martin was easy to bump into. His gait was not always, shall we say, accurate.
Is that true?
Oh, Dean toasted people's good health now and again. He was something.
Dean, Nat, and of course, Frank. Even today, their iconic presence is felt throughout Capitol Records.
It appears like they're in their Sunday best to come to work.
No. That's the way people dress then. Flip-flops had not been invented.
Capitol and Reprise Records are combining their Sinatra libraries, saluting one of the world's greatest performers with a career-spanning CD, Sinatra Best of the Best.
How do you talk to your dad? I just listen. To what he has to say. I'm listening. How do you talk to your dad? I just stand there, hat in hand there, and I listen while he talks away. Every little while, I smile. Except for now and then, when I smile again. Then he thinks you're charming. How do you talk to your dad? I just listen, and I listen. But then someday, I'll have a wife. And our kids will listen, and listen the rest of my life. My natural life. How do you talk? To your dad.
To your kid.
You just listen.
They won't listen.
You just listen.
They won't listen.
You just listen to what is on their mind. You listen and listen and listen and how do you speak?
How do you speak?
To your dad.
To your kid.
You say little.
They say little.
Your thumbs twiddle.
Their thumbs twiddle.
And you listen while they talk. If you think it's odd,
if they think it's odd,
you nod.
They nod.
Not to be a bore,
if they're being bored,
you just nod once more.
Once more?
Then they know you're brilliant.
How do you talk?
How do you talk?
To your dad.
To your kid.
You just listen.
They won't listen.
You just listen.
They won't listen.
And it's almost like husband and wife.
And you listen, and listen, and listen, the rest of your listen,
and listen, and listen,
the rest of your listen,
and listen,
and listen,
the rest of your life.
Frank Jr. and Dad, and Dean and his son Paul. And here's Frank Jr.
It was a different world in the 1950s than it became in the 1960s. All of a sudden now, we get into what then became known as rock and roll. All of it consummated in capital letters by someone named Elvis Presley, and then something else happened. Suddenly, we fell victim to what was called then the British invasion. Suddenly, we have the Beatles. And everybody said at the time, what are people like Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Ella Fitzgerald and Nat King Cole, what are they going to do for music?
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles. She says they have a Liverpool beat. She says they used to play there. Four nice kids from off of the street. Why didn't they stay there? What is all the screaming about? Fainting and swooning. Sounds to me like their guitars could use a little tuning. The boys are from the British Empire. The British think they're keen. If that is what the British desire, God save the Queen. No daughter of mine can push me around. In my house, I'm the master. But when the Beatles came into town, gad, what a disaster. Little girls in sneakers and jeans destroyed the territory. 'Twas like some of the gorier scenes from West Side Story. Of course my daughter had to go there. The tickets are cheap, she hollers. I was able to pick up a pair for $47. When the Beatles come on the stage, they scream and shriek and cheer them. Now I know why they're such a rage. It's impossible to hear them. Ringo is the one with the drum. The others all play with him. It shows you what a boy can become without a sense of rhythm. There's Beatle books and t-shirts and rings and one thing and another. To buy my daughter all of these things, I had to sell her brother. Back in 1776, we fought the British then, folks. Parents of America, it's time to do it again, folks. When they come back, here's how we'll begin. We'll throw them in Boston Harbor. But please, before we toss them all in, let's take them to a barber.
Those of us who have lost a parent or someone, or we go to the house and we find photographs occasionally, and you get that little flutter in your heart. And you walk through this world where your dad's records are playing all the time. Do you become immune to that a little bit?
Not at all. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I was his musical director for the last 7 years that he was giving concerts. On many occasions after the show, I had to go back to my room and change my shorts. The guys in the band used to say, he's a man who never does anything the same way once. We would be traveling the world. I think it was Yokohama, Japan. And this is a huge indoor arena that probably seats upwards of 70,000, 80,000 people. I was in the pit with the orchestra, and we got down to the end of the program when I threw the downbeat for My Way. And all through the room, you'd hear this low return. I did it my way. It would be coming from 75 or 80,000 throats. They may not understand the language well, that they knew. Those 7 years that I was with him, they went by like 7 weeks. Mm. And one night on the stage, parents will never be able to keep from being parents. He decided one night he was going to introduce me to the audience. He said, our conductor is someone very close to me. This is my son, Francis. And all the musicians went. And I said, what? And turned around, and everybody in the audience laughed. And I went, I gave it to Don Rickles. One night he said, I want you to meet my conductors, almost as good as Lawrence Welk.
Konbawa. Good evening. She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, doesn't come in here late. She'd never bother with someone she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like dice games with barons and earls. Won't go to a party dressed up in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. That's why the lady, she's a tramp. She loves the warm, sweet wind in her hair. Life without care. She's flat, that's that. Doesn't like California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets much too hungry, babe. Hang around for dinner at 8. She adores the theater, however, never stays too late. She'd never bother, baby, with somebody she'd hate. That's why this lady is a tramp. She doesn't dig dice game. Sharpies and frauds. Never makes a trip up to Harlem. Push them. Lincoln's a Ford. Will not dish that dirt with the rest of those girls. That's why this chick, she's a tramp. She loves the wonderful, marvelous, cuckoo wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, but it's oak. Hates California, because it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady, that is why the lady, that's why Lady is a tramp. She loves that fine, wild wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, but it's open. Hates California, because it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady, that is why the lady, that's why Lady is a tramp.
Amazing evening. I'm going to leave you with this very, very, very special song.
Domo arigato. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear. Thank you. I dedicate this song to anybody that's lost somebody that they love. It's called Someone to Remember Me.
I hope you see as you look down, all of this love gathered around. I hope you hear what people say. I hope you know the role you play. You were my rock, you were my shield. The space you leave, no one can feel. You held the room, you cast a spell. You'll always be remembered well. And when my days have come and gone, I hope I leave more right than wrong. I want to feel this love I see when I am gone. I hope there'll be someone to remember me. Though you're not here, not here with me, a part of you will always be. I'll hear your laughter, I'll see your smile, I'll feel you near once in a while. And when my days have come, someone to remember me.
God bless. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Russell Watson at the Royal Albert Hall.
Thank you so very, very much. Thank you.
2011. The music of the star.
You taught me how to tie my shoes, how to stand tall and speak the truth. In every shadow, you were my light, guiding me through the darkest night. I love you, Dad, more than words can say. You build my world in your steady way. With every laugh and every tear we had, I'll always love you. hands until they bled to keep a roof above my head. Your quiet strength, it shaped my soul, made me feel safe and made me whole. Steady way, with every laugh and every tear we had, I'll always love you, Dad.
What's yesterday if we can never say, remember when life with no past, the show with no cast, can you picture them? Once a day when the chill just won't go away, have something to warm you in the warmest way. Time will allow one moment of it now, then is yesterday. Girl, you've got to will make time stand still. Don't throw this away. Move your eyes in a way that it tickles me. You're no longer afraid. You believe in me. A deep breath, smile, you will regret what just came your way. Look, there's the sun, your life has just begun. Only yesterday the coffee's in the cup, the toast is popping up, the smoke's over there.
The music of the stars. Tony Bruno wrote that for Dino. I don't believe anybody else ever recorded it.
Dad, before this song begins, I just want to say thank you for every hand you held, for every tear you wiped away, for every silent sacrifice. Dad, you are the strong rock beneath our feet, the quiet hero behind our dreams. Whether you're beside us or watching over us from heaven, your love still guides us. This song is for you. Always worn and strong, carrying the weight when the days felt long. You never spoke with a thousand words, but in your silence, your love was heard. Late nights, no sleep, just to keep us warm. You were my shelter in every storm. I didn't say it then, I didn't know how, but I see your love in everything now. You were the strength behind my name, the quiet hero without the fame. And if you're beside me, I thank God every day. And if you're in heaven, your love still finds a way. So I could smile, walked every extra mile. You gave your dreams so I could chase mine. Never complained, not even one time. Now I'm older, I finally know how deep a father's love can go. Every lesson, every scar made me exactly who I are. And when this life feels hard to face, I still find peace inside your embrace. Oh, you were the voice when I felt small, the one who never let me fall. And if you're beside me, I'll hold you while I can. And if you're in heaven, I know you understand.
That I did first when my son was born. It's called What Are Fathers Made Of? Today we're going to repeat that broadcast. And today I'm also going to include a letter from a son to his father. And I think your father might like to join us for this broadcast if you'd give him a phone call to be sure that he's listening. It is best, of course, during our special annual Father's Day broadcast, if Dad is accompanied at the radio by his sons and by his daughters. So, while you call your dad, tell him to tune in. I'll have this for you on page two. Dr. Jack Schreiber, Canfield, Ohio, longtime friend, sent me something years ago which moved him. It's from an anonymous son writing to his deceased father, and it sounds like something a family might have released without a name on it in order to share the beauty but protect the privacy. It's a letter which a son wrote later than he should have to his father, and from here on, for 1.5 minutes, I will be quoting. Dear Dad, I'm writing this to you even though you have been dead for 30 years. Whether you can read these lines, perhaps you can read my thoughts. But there are some things I have to say, even if it's too late. Now that my own hair is gray, I remember how yours got that way. I was such an ass, Dad, believing in my own teenage wisdom when I might have benefited from that calm, right, wholesome wisdom of yours. Most of all, now that I have a son, I want to confess my worst sin against you, the feeling I had that you did not understand. When I look back now, I know that you did understand. You understood me better than I understood myself. How patient you were, and how pathetic your efforts to get close to me, to win my confidence, to be my pal. I wouldn't let you. I couldn't let you. What was it that held me aloof? I'm not sure. But despite my best efforts, my own son had to build the same wall between himself and his dad. And there's no way that a dad can see through it or climb over it. And what a shame. What a waste. I wish you were here now, across this table from me, right now. There'd be no wall now. We both understand now. And God, Dad, how I do love you. And wish I could be your boy again. Well, perhaps it won't be long. And I'm guessing you'll be waiting to take me by the hand and help me up the further slope. And I'll put in the first 1,000 years or so, making you realize that not one pang of yearning you spent on me was wasted. It all came back. It all paid off eventually. I know that the richest, most priceless thing on earth and one of the least understood is that mighty love and tenderness and that craving to help which a father feels toward his boy. But no boy can really know that until the roles are reversed. Even now, Dad, I'm tired and would hasten to join you up there in the silence, except for my son. He's a fine young man. He's very capable. He's self-sufficient. But, well, I'll stand by a little longer, just in case he needs me. You understand? Your loving son.
Tears overcame those eyes of blue. It's been a year since I saw my daddy. Can you tell me, sir, if I'll see him again? He knelt and took her tiny hands into his hands and looked into
Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train? When I was just a boy and living by the track, us kids would gather up the coal in big old gunny sacks. Then we heard the warning sound as the train pulled into view. The engineer would smile and wave as she went rolling through. She blew so loud and clear, we had to cover up our ears. And we counted cars just as high as we could go. I can almost hear the steam, those big old drivers scream. A sound my little kids will never know. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train? I guess the times have changed. Kids are different now, 'cause some don't even seem to know that milk comes from a cow. My little boy can tell the names of all the baseball stars. I remember how we memorized the names on railroad cars. The Wabash and the TP, Lackawanna and the IC, the Nickel Plate, the good old Santa Fe. Just names out of the past, I guess they're fading fast every time I hear my little boy say, Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train? We climbed into the car, drove down into town, right up to the depot house, but no one was around. We searched the yard together for something I could show, but I knew there hadn't been a train for 12 years or so. All the things I did when I was just a kid, how far away those memories appear. I guess it's plain to see they still mean a lot to me, 'cause my ambition was to be an engineer. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train?
Music of the Stars on Father's Day, also the first day of summer. Why is it always like always? John Denver, big train fan he was. We'll take a break now for NBC News on the Music of the Stars. Be right back. Here's another John Denver tune about daddies. A little girl this time. NBC News in 30 seconds.
Jenny was a little girl.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.